Student loan forgiveness is here, and we've got the updates on the show coming up next.
From the streets of San Antonio, straight to your wallet, it's Jake's 2 cents on Jake of All Trades.
All right, welcome back. My name is Kurt, and I'm not a financial expert.
And I'm Jake, and I am the financial expert. But together, Kirk and I talk about financial planning, we talk about money, and we talk about the economy, all with the express purpose of helping our listeners build wealth, both today and into the future.
And now we're going to talk about student loan forgiveness part deux, right? Because we talked about this before. And Jake was pointing out ahead of time. Do you want to tell them what you told me about our predictions?
Oh my gosh, we were right.
Like almost 100%, right?
Yes.
Because we said $10,000, didn't we? Did we say that number?
10,000. We said 10,000.
Yeah.
So I said probably a small amount, you know, of $10,000, and then potentially like a suspension of interest accumulation, which they are doing both, not permanent suspension of the interest, but another extended suspension of interest through the end of the year.
Well, I thought it was already suspended from Trump till the end of January.
No, that was like it had been that way last year, and then the Biden administration extended it again.
Oh, okay.
They extended it again, and now they've extended it through the end of this year.
Yeah, and it's obviously it's making lots of headlines. All the economists are going wild about the ramifications, what it's going to do. I saw an article in Guardian. This is insultingly low, basically, to some, right? And I saw on the, you know, some more right, you know, right wing type of article was like, you know, why do I have to pay for your student loan forgiveness and things like that, right? So it's like, it's making political waves, obviously, it's doing a lot, and it's really not a big, you know, forgiveness,
right?
But it can make a difference to some individuals.
Sure.
Right. You know, $10,000, if you know your student loan's like $70,000, that's not nothing.
Right.
You know, if it's like $300,000, then it's a drop in the bucket. If you like have some major, like that one kid we met at the coffee shop that didn't want to interview us because his student loans was so huge and he didn't even graduate.
Finish. Yeah.
Which is horrible to think about. It's just terrifying. Yeah.
So it's not really going to help like those situations. Like,
it's not going to help him much at all.
And I think that kind of speaks to the fact that I do believe this is very strongly politically motivated, because this is an election year. And I think that this was like a campaign promise from the current administration. And so
this is all they could do.
This is all they could get through. And so they're going to push it through this year. So I think that could be why also it's kind of low.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's still forgiveness. So, I mean,
well, for someone like me, it definitely could have helped and might help. We'll get to how it could still help me. So if you guys remember, we did a show on me paying off all my student loans, which was only like $24,000. So if I hadn't paid that off and I, you know, got it cut down to, you know, $14,000 or something, that's a big deal. That's a big deal, I think.
That's a big deal, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. You know, it's cutting it in half almost. So I think there are a lot of people like that. And I think that's who it would help the most, are people who are maybe still in college. So I think it still applies to them, because what are the requirements for this to get the $10,000 loan or forgiveness?
You just, as far as I know from what I've read, you only need to make, if you're a single person, your income for the year can't exceed $125,000. And if you're a married couple, the combined income can't exceed $250,000. Yeah. And then you just need to have federal loans of some kind. And those can be undergraduate loans or graduate loans or even parent plus loans. So if you had a parent that took out a loan to help you get through college, they might actually qualify for some forgiveness too.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. Yeah. So
So
you just basically have to be $125,000 for the year. And that's 2021 is the year.
Yeah. That's what I read was 2021. They're just going to look at the most recent tax return that you filed. So I guess technically, if you filed an extension for your 2021 taxes, you might not have filed those yet. So they would go off of the 2020.
So it's, yeah, okay. So its eligibility is based on borrower's adjusted gross income for either tax year 2020 or 2021. So yeah, it's either, and if, yeah, so that makes sense. So yeah, if you hit those, so it's pretty simple in terms of qualifications, which is nice. It's not super, yes, super complicated.
Straightforward.
Like when we did one on student loans in the past, we're like, it sounded really nice what the because they did extend it to certain, like, what was it called? When you're a teacher after you do
public service.
Yeah. So like there's a public service, and everyone for a while thought, or some people thought it was for everybody was getting forgiveness because they used the word forgiveness. And I was like, oh, I get money back. And I was like, no. They're just trying to make it so like the thing they actually said they were going to do when you signed up for this, they tried to do, which I don't think they ever did. That's government. But because basically, like, if you just as a recap, if you remember, if you went to college in the last like 20 years, and there is certain loans that if you got this loan and then after you graduated, you like taught in an inner city or something like that, you're supposed to have, so it's public service. You're supposed public to have service. Your loans forgiven up to a lot, basically.
After 10 years.
Yeah. But it turned out that nobody qualified for certain weird bureaucratic rules that they had in there. Like almost nobody qualified. It's like, what was it? Like 6% or something like that. Or 1%. Yeah. 1% of all these people who did this.
Applicants were qualifying. Now there is an update to that situation, and it's kind of cool because just recently I learned from a client of mine who has worked in public service for the VA ever since she finished school. And she amassed some student loans. And apparently there was some changes to that program, the public service loan forgiveness, in 2021 that has increased the number of people who are qualifying under it. And so this client in particular found out last week that her student loans will be forgiven in 11 months, and it's $82,000.
Okay. So,
and it's under that program. So that was my first one that I've actually seen make it through.
Yeah. But it's still pretty rare, more it's rare still, than it was supposed to be.
It's certainly not as loosey goosey and beneficial.
It's supposed to be pretty clear cut. Like you do public service for 10 years, we'll forgive your loans. That's it. But a lot of people, it seems, didn't count. So whatever. But anyway, that's something like, so we wanted to talk about student loans overall. That was something we talked about in the past. We talked about Biden's overall forgiveness. And now this hasn't even passed 100%. And there's still a chance Republicans can knock it out, but it doesn't look like they will.
I don't know if that's the case. I thought that it was done through budget reconciliation.
Yeah, but I think there's still a process. So there's...
Because everything I'm reading is saying within 4 to 6 weeks, they're going to open up the application for you to submit to have your loans forgiven. So I think it might be...
I think it is pretty much. Done. But I was... Yeah. So I think you could probably rely on it. Mm-hmm. But I don't understand 100% how budget reconciliation works. We did a show on it a while back, but we didn't, you know, it's a complicated thing. It's a complicated bureaucratic political thing that I don't fundamentally understand. But I did see something about it's possible for Republicans to block it before it is official or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think they will. I don't think it's a big deal.
Right.
It's just, I think I was just talking about like they have this one option or something like that, but I don't understand. But I think for all intents and purposes, we could just say it's good to go.
Yeah.
In terms of this, it looks like it's good for this. And so like, what does it mean for you? I mean, obviously and there's a little bit more to it than just getting $10,000 forgiven. So, you know, like you might have a couple questions. How can you apply? When does it come to you? Things like that, right?
Like those things, which that information is not available yet. The only thing I've found is just that in a few weeks, there will be more clarity on how you submit an application because it will require you to submit something. So it's not just going to happen automatically.
Yeah.
They're going to need you to verify your income somehow. And then, you know.
Well, that's through the tax return, right?
I would think so, yeah. But, you know, sometimes even though they're all part of the government, they don't talk to each other. So. They may be like, well, you need to give us a copy of your tax return, even though we're part of the federal government and we could just ask the IRS. Yep.
Go figure.
Good old tax dollars at work. Yeah.
maybe that's a way to like try to trick people into not getting it because they don't think it through. Or like some people are just like too busy and they don't worry about it or something.
It's very possible.
But for $10,000, you probably should try.
Yeah, you should.
You should give it a shot.
So the other aspect of this, though, is that something that might affect Kirk, and that is if you made payments on your student loans since 2020 when they stopped charging interest and they stopped making payments required, it's possible that you can get a refund of those payments that you made.
Yeah.
So like in Kirk's situation, you paid off your student loans over the last year and a half or so during that period of time.
Yeah.
And so it looks like what I've read, you should go ahead and submit an application just to see like if you could get some type of a rebate of those payments that you made.
Yeah. So like I paid off a lump sum of like $24,000 last year. I don't even think it was, I think it was 2021. But yeah, it must've been 2021.
Yeah, it was 2021.
Sure. Yeah. Like, so probably like 6-7 months ago or something like that, or 8 months ago. I don't know, something like that. But anyway, so it was, in 2022.
No, we're way into, it's September of 2022.
So yeah, so it must have been like late last year or something, right? I don't remember. I forget, all the years are blending together. But it was not that long ago. It was in this time period, I'm pretty sure. I paid I had not a lot of student loans, luckily, $24,000. So I paid it off. And so like it says, borrowers have not been required to make payments on their federal student loans since March 13, 2020 because of the pause. But if borrowers did make payments like I did, so I paid it off during the pause, they are allowed to contact their loan servicer to request a refund. So I can go to the loan servicer and request a refund for $10,000. So I might get an extra 10 G's. And then
try it.
You know, it's like Mar-a-Lago. Let's go hang out there.
You might get a discount right now.
I don't know. So yeah, like that's, you know, so if that's you, or if you, I don't know if you have to pay all of it off, right? No. So like if you paid off, like let's say you had 7,000 left and you paid off most of it last year or something like that, I would imagine you'd get 3,000 back. Like you'd, right? So you'd get the 7,000 left forgiven and then 3,000 back as a pot, like
back maybe,
who knows. I don't know the details on all of it, but overall the idea is if you're under 125,000 in income, you get 10,000 forgiven in some way is the goal. Mm-hmm. Now is it going to be as crazy as this public service forgiveness program where it's like people aren't actually qualifying for whatever reason even if they're under 125? Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah. Only time will tell.
Yeah, we'll find out once we actually start applying for these and getting rejections. Or maybe they'll just pass it all.
Yeah.
So
I think the other aspect of this is from an economic perspective. How does this affect the current environment that we're in with high inflation, right?
Yeah. Because
that's a persistent problem. And if you think about what's happening, freeing up cash flow for consumers in that sort of lower to middle income bracket, they're the ones that are spending the majority of their income. So this is going to help them be able to spend more, but that potentially would feed more inflation.
Yeah. I mean, so I the issue would be like how, cause they're not going to be taking, right? Like it's not like they have money for this. It's all going to be in debt. Right. So they're going to have to finance this through debt, essentially. So
you're talking about the government.
Yeah. The government. Like, it's not like they're taking someone's money, right? It's not like they're just taking Jeff Bezos's money and just paying it or down or something like that. Right. It's it's basically on their books. They're just going to change the debt ratios and what's owed. Uh-huh. And I mean, there are lots of big, if we talk about economics, I think there are big implications of this type of thing. And I think there's a reason why it's small for political like 10,000 for political reasons. It's not the whole, you know, so I don't know what the total, what that total number is, like 10,000 for each person who qualifies, like what that is. Cause I know like total student loans is like what, 2 trillion
Like, yeah, like $2 or $3 trillion.
Yeah, so this is like a drop in the bucket of that. It's probably a couple, like 50 or 500 billion or something like that, or which sounds like a lot, but in the world of government, modern government, it's, you know, it's a drop in the bucket.
It's possible.
It's very small. And so like, I haven't read a lot of articles about the large scale ramifications.
Yeah.
It does seem to send to the world more of a message of like, you know, what you've been paying into, you know, buying grants and stuff like that from the government is going to be paid back longer. It's going to take longer even. Right. Like there's no indication of we're going to start paying down our debt yet because we keep adding to it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I see. So like if you're sending money to America, you know, in buying in their
into their like you're buying U.S. treasuries.
Yeah. Treasury bonds and things like that. Like it's not looking good for any near time future. And that could slow down those types of things. So I think there's little things like that.
That's true. I haven't really thought about that. Potentially.
But it's not but I think that's why, again, it may not be super big.
Right.
Like, cause that, right. It, you know, they're just saying
it's
like, look, we're just helping.
It's symbolic in a way, right? It's just more symbolic in a way than it is actually, you know, financially meaningful. Not that it's not going to be meaningful. Cause certainly that's
to individuals. That's to individuals. Some individuals, I think it will be.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And I mean, we had a discussion about, you know, maybe not the morality, but just the idea of student loan forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And like, because what people on the right, the political right, tend to say is you took out the loan, you should pay for it. Mm-hmm. Right. Like it's about responsibility. Like, right. Why don't you just pay? Like, and there, you know, I'm sympathetic with some of what they say, of course. So like, I understand. So like, I mean, if you think about how frustrating it can be for someone in the trades who did not take out loans and did not go to college. And mm-hmm. now in a sense, their taxes are going to pay for my liberal arts degree, right? If I get this refund, let's say, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could see where they're coming from, right? As, mm-hmm. as like a plumber who's making good money. Cause he worked at, you know, he worked as an apprentice and he's a plumber and, or he's whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
And so I could see, and that's one of the arguments I've seen from the right is this frustration of that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now on the other side, I think there's one of the things we've made a mistake for young people is pushing them, and I've said this before, into college and taking out all this debt before they really understand, they're old enough to really understand it, right? It's like you're 18 years old, you have to do this to be successful in our society, right? That's what we tell kids, like get good grades, go to a good school, get a good job, get married, have kids. That's a successful life. So we're told that a lot of people go through that process. And, you know, the only way to go to college is to take out massive loans. And so they do without knowing what it is. Like, or, you know, really how it works and how life works. They have a $100,000 loan already, a mortgage by the time
before
they're 21.
Even allowed to drink.
Yeah. And it's like, and so I think part of that is, we never should have let them get loans like that. That's my argument.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost predatory in a way, right?
Yeah.
To encourage them and then make it so convenient for them.
Yeah.
Because you're really taking advantage of their ignorance. They don't know what's happening. They don't know what they're getting themselves into. Right.
Well, everyone's telling them to do it.
Yeah.
They it's have like everyone who's guiding them is telling them as kids.
This is what you have to do. Yeah.
And so they just
like, and for a lot of people, that's the only way they can afford to do it.
Yeah. And so they just sign away. So it's like, I think what I've said in the past is if we got government out of doing this in general, that's been my personal argument. I know it's maybe not Jake's argument, but that's my argument is get the government out of doing that so that there's the only loans are loans by like private entities. And then they would have higher requirements of who they give the loans to. Like they wouldn't just give the loans out willy-nilly. Now, of course, people on the left, I think, would say, well, that's not fair because then some people won't get loans, which is true. I would not have gotten a loan, but I don't think I should have gotten a loan is my argument, is what I'm saying. It's like, I think it was too risky to give a liberal arts film major a $30,000 loan when there's no real knowledge of the prospects he's going to make. Like, it's not a good investment.
Right.
And it was like, I wouldn't have done it. I would have like said, like, if I had to pay for it, I'd be like, yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I'll just go do it on my own.
It would have changed your mind for sure.
And but then I wouldn't have had $30,000 on debt, and that's it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I understand both sides of the argument, honestly. Mm-hmm. For me, the solution is always just get the government out.
Yeah.
And now they're more in. That's what I don't like, actually.
That's actually the end result of this is that, right, the government is more involved.
Yeah.
Because they are paying off these loans. There are some benefits to the consumer, right? And so definitely if you fall under those criteria, apply. Even if you think you might not, like in Kirk's situation, if you've made payments and you're like, I wonder if, go ahead and try, right?
Yeah.
Just to take advantage. And whether you agree with it or not, the reality is that this is going to be what's happening. And so you want to at least be informed about what the options are.
Yeah. So I think there's, basically this is my views on either side is not really affecting what's actually happening. Right.
Right.
So this is happening and this is something. And, you know, so like the reason I might choose to get a refund is partially because I think I'm, in my taxes, I'm especially long term, I'll be paying it back anyway, right? And in inflation. So it's like, why let $10,000 just sit there when it's, in my view, it's kind of my money? Just because of like all the taxes I've been paying and will pay into the future, is part of what this is. So like, if you qualify, I think you should just do it. I don't think there's any reason not to. And there's a lot you could do with that money. You could put it in investment. You could buy stuff with it. You can go on a vacation. So, in a sense, you can go back. You could hire a CFP to help you with your with your finances.
To help you get reorganized and plan better now that you don't have.
Yeah. And start your investment.
Loans. Yeah.
Totally. A Roth IRA or an IRA or something.
Yeah.
Just start it with like all the $10,000. So there's a lot of options that I think are good for the economy on an individual basis. Like I said, I don't really like the idea of, what it does economically to take money to it's already been off the table for 2 years, basically a lot of people have stopped paying because of the interest rates. So we have to remember that's what's basically what we're talking about is like the flow of income to the government paying these off is going to go away. Right. So it's part of like the debt that they would, that like when they're doing all their massive calculations of what they have coming in versus what's going out from a government perspective, this is just, they're going to just write this off essentially. Right.
Yeah. It's like a big note receivable that they have to the public at large. And they're going to essentially restructure that note and forgive a chunk of it. So that's basically what's happening.
Yeah. But, it's, so I think the important message is to think of, look at what's happening, understand we talk sometimes about politics, but that's kind of irrelevant to your wallet. Mm-hmm. Hopefully the message is, and you've received the message that there's some, forgiveness given to some of you. So go get it. And if you don't like it, okay, well, hire new senators and people like that. That's your job. Yeah. That's the control you have. But the reality is it looks like this is happening and it's a drop in the bucket, but it's for a couple of people. It could be like me. I think, if I got that, I think it'd be useful.
Yeah, totally.
$10,000.
And I think that the third and most important thing of this episode is that Jake and Kirk were right.
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
get anything right, but we got this right.
Well, we've gotten a few things right. Like when we did the 5-year anniversary, we wrote for our episode on that. You wrote down like five things we got right. Like, we got several things. Not quite. I mean, this is the thing I think we've gotten most 100% correct.
Yeah,
we've gotten some things correct. I don't sell yourself short. I think it's like predicting the future is always difficult. What we try and do on the show is not necessarily predict the future, but it is to help you like with what's going on. Understand what's going on and then
apply.
Well, like how, like, what's the public service forgiveness program episode, right? Where it's like everyone thought they were getting, like I thought, oh, I'm getting student loan forgiveness. Like, no, hold on. This is what's actually happening. And so like that kind of thing. But yeah, predicting the future, very few people ever get, especially economists, rarely ever get the future stuff correct. But we got stuff like this, and you know, we predicted inflation, which I think a lot of people did, but that's pretty easy. You know, recession we've been talking about for like a year. So, you know, the big stuff.
We're not always wrong.
Although those are, I think those are easy to predict to some degree.
True.
Because they're eventually going to happen.
Right.
Especially with the way that we spend money in this country and the government spends money. So it's, you know, inflation and recession is not absurd as an idea of like, it's eventually going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not like you're crazy. It's easy to like, so to predict an upside, that's hard. Yeah. To predict where things are going to like stay stable for a while, that's hard to predict. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the stuff. But like, yeah, the fact that inflation's happening is different. But we got this one, and this is a positive one. Well, depends how you look at it. Some people think it's negative. Some people think it's that's politics, baby.
That's exactly right.
Some people think it's the end of the world. I don't, like I said, I don't think that's the end of the world. I don't think it's
no way.
It's like this such is a middle of the road.
Yep.
Which is,
I think, super so bad. The message is like, just take advantage of this if you can, and if you qualify, try it, and know that, you know, this is probably the magnitude of student loan forgiveness for the foreseeable future. So that's where we are.
Yeah. So start paying it off too. Like, I wonder, couldn't people take this $10,000 they get? Oh no. So it's forgiveness. Never mind.
Right.
So it's not so like it's they just, get the check. Cause like I was thinking,
yeah,
never mind. I'm an idiot. I was like, can they just like pay down another $10,000 on it? That's like they get, you get a check. That's, but it's also, nah, that's no.
Yeah. That would be $20,000.
That'd be $20,000. That's stupid. All right. Ignore this last ending, but all right. I hope you guys, so that's public service, that's student loan forgiveness. It's happening. Loan
forgiveness from the president. It's happening. Yeah. And that's the info we have for now.
That's right.
All right, guys. Well, that wraps up this episode of Jake of All Trades. Be sure to check us out on social media by searching for @Jake's2Cents and check out the blog at jakes2cents.com. Take care. We'll see you next time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Fixed insurance products and services offered through CES Insurance Agency. Actual performance and results will vary. These interviews do not constitute a recommendation as to the suitability of any investment for any person or persons having circumstances similar to those portrayed. Consult a financial advisor regarding your specific circumstances.